It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we have had some events that are particularly noteworthy this week, and we will talk about those in just a moment. I want to say a couple of words about a good friend of ours, John Alden. John died this past week, and we will sorely miss him. John was a great contributor to the Phenology Show from the 10 Mile Lake area down by Hackensack, and we always looked forward to conversations with John about the lake and about the flowers and plants and birds that were in his area. And our sympathies go out to his family and his wife Phoebe. And as I said, John will be sorely missed here among the Phenology group at KAXE. You know, there are a lot of things to look at out there this time of year, and one of the things that really catches the eye, I think, right now are the flowers, the blooms on a lot of the shrubs. And they're quite easy to see because they are really quite spectacular. Lots of big white flowers out there. The first ones to come out this year and in most years are the Canada plums. Prunus nigra is the scientific name. There is an American plum that grows in many counties to the west and south of us in the Grand Rapids area, but not found in Itasca County. So if you're driving around Itasca County and probably the most of St. Louis County and so forth, Coochiching, some of those northern counties, probably Canada plum is the one you're going to see. There are some differences between that one and the American plum, but at this far northern juncture, why, Canada plum is probably what you're seeing, and it's blooming right now. The thing that makes Canada plum sort of easy to identify, two things really jump out at you. One is the fact that there appear to be no leaves on the plum. That is, the leaves haven't emerged yet. So what you have are just these shrubs with lots of white flowers and no leaves. And the other thing that's really quite easily seen on the Canada plums is that the back of the flower, I think it's called the calyx, is red. And so as you're looking at these Canada plums, especially if you get right up close to them, you'll see that there's quite a bit of red there. And at the base of the petals, they look quite red when you see them from a distance, and especially when you see them up close. So that's Canada plum. And that one has a kind of a round, fat petal, which looks a lot like, sort of like the scale on a fish, I guess. And then the other white flower that is blooming right now is Juneberry. And there are 7 or 8 varieties of Juneberry in the state, and probably 3 that are common up here in northern Minnesota. But as my good friend John Allmendinger once told me, you should be satisfied just to call them Juneberries because they hybridize quite a bit. And so where you get one Juneberry, oftentimes you'll have other Juneberries coming in at the same time. Or you'll have other Juneberries cross-pollinating with the Juneberry you're looking at, and the result is a Juneberry that is neither one nor the other, but a combination of the two. So Juneberries are Juneberries, and what you see with Juneberries, typically this time of year, are white flowers and leaves. And the leaves, oftentimes the leaves are quite red-looking. There is a very red leaf out there right now with flower buds forming on it, and that is Pincherry and shouldn't be confused with the Juneberries. But the Juneberry leaves have a tinge of red on them, and the flower itself has a long, narrow petal. So not like the plum, which is more rounded and more like a fish scale, but kind of long and narrow, like a long teardrop or something. And that's the Juneberry. And those are the two shrubs that are blooming with white flowers right now. And you can look at those and check them out and enjoy them. The other flowers that you'll see out there, if you're looking, are the fly honeysuckle. I've been talking about that for a few weeks. They're probably at their peak of bloom right now. The one thing that you notice about fly honeysuckles, and this is true of today but may not be true tomorrow because the leaves on all the plants are coming out, but as you're walking around in the woods right now, the fly honeysuckle leaves are almost fully developed. So what I look for is something that's quite green, quite prominently leafed, and when I see those bushes, I move over toward them, and when I get close, I usually find a pair of sort of bell-shaped, elongated bell-shaped flowers that are in pairs and opposite branches, and that's fly honeysuckle. And, excuse me, that's one that you can find pretty easily if you're out walking around and look for the fully developed leaves. One more plant that's blooming, one more shrub that's still blooming, though right at the end of its bloom, is leatherwood. And leatherwood is all but done. I looked at some yesterday, and the leaves are out quite prominently, and the flowers now remain just a few little yellow stigmas hanging down, and maybe some stamens there as well, but pretty well faded. And in fact, I looked at one plant yesterday, and you could see the beginnings of the berries on the plant of the leatherwood. So of the shrubs on high ground, leatherwood is probably the one that is closest to being done. Now, if you're really out there looking carefully and you spot these plants that are, maybe 4 or 5 feet high, usually not quite that tall, with a sort of a maple-like leaf, it's a fairly heavily lobed leaf, those are gooseberries. And the gooseberries are in flower right now. The prickly gooseberry I found in flower yesterday, and also another variety that I didn't look up, but not prickly. Difference is fairly obvious. If you just grab the stem, you'll know right away whether it's prickly or not. And what you're looking at there are these smaller flowers. They're, a quarter of an inch across maybe, and kind of curled petals that sort of roll outward. So, and we're talking, you know, a small flower, like I say, about a quarter of an inch across, but lots of them. They're usually in clusters of, 7 to maybe 10 flowers in a group, and they'll be all up and down the stems of the gooseberry plants. So check those out. They are also blooming right now, shrubs. And that's kind of what we've been looking at. Now, if we lower our sights a little bit and start looking at the ground, on the ground, you're going to find, right at ground level, you'll find trailing arbutus, the beautiful little plant with the wonderful little flowers that are so aromatic and spicy. And I don't know if I should admit this or not, but I was looking at the patch in my woods, and I noticed that one of the flowers had fallen off and was laying on the ground, and it looked complete. And I thought, I don't recommend this, but I thought, I wonder what these taste like. And so I popped that little flower in my mouth and chewed it up, and it tasted kind of spicy. That was really kind of intriguing, but I don't recommend that you do that. Much better if the flowers stay on the plant and you just put your nose down there and smell them. But if you come across trailing arbutus, you'll want to smell those. Also, the hepaticas are probably at their peak of bloom. There are hepaticas everywhere. Look for very hairy stems, and probably, like from 7 to maybe 9 to 12 petals on the flower. Look at the back of the flower. If you see those green sepals, they're called, then you know for sure you're looking at hepaticas. Sometimes in the early morning or late evening, the hepaticas sort of close up for the day, and they look a little bit like anemones, and the anemones are blooming as well, though just starting in this area. A little bit further south of here, you're probably finding lots more anemones at this point. But if you look at the anemones and early morning, late evening, they're closed as well, and they look a lot alike, the hepaticas and the anemones. But if you look at the back of the flower where the stem comes into the flower, you'll see that the hepaticas have these green sepals that sort of form a covering on the bud, and the anemones don't, because on the anemones, the sepals are in fact those white, what look like petals, but they are actually sepals on the anemones. So check those out. Anemones and and hepaticas. Bloodroot is probably at its peak of bloom. I have patches of bloodroot all over my yard. Some of them are actually dropping petals already. They are really looking sharp. Yesterday, down in the northern part of Aiken County where I was, you will find Cecil-leaved bellworts in bloom. These are about 5 to maybe 7 or 8 inch tall plants with a very pale bell-shaped flower, and it's an elongated flower about an inch long and maybe a quarter of an inch wide, and very, very, very pale yellow. And they were found in bloom yesterday, so you want to check those out as well. And let's see, pussy toes are up. I don't think they're blooming yet. Sometimes it's hard to tell. The pussy toes are those big patches of white plants that grow in your yard, and you'll notice that they're kind of round, and if they do start to bloom, look at them carefully, and you'll see that some of the patches are male and some are female, and never do you have male and female in the same patch because they grow from a rhizome, and once the original plant starts to spread, it spreads all of the same sex. So they're either all male or all female, and you can pretty easily tell the difference when you start to really look at the pussy toes in your yard. I wanted to mention too, oh yes, the other flower that's quite prominent right now and probably at its peak of bloom here in northern Minnesota, or at least around the Grand Rapids area, are the cowslips, those bright yellow flowers of the ditches. And in normal years, I would say to a person, you know, if you're looking at cowslips and you want to get down and get a close look at them, like as not, your feet will be wet. This year, maybe not, because there's not a lot of water out there. And so check out, get down and look at the cowslips. This may be one of the few years that you can actually get down there and see them without getting your feet wet. Birch are in flower right now. The male flowers are those big yellow catkins that are hanging down. The female flowers look almost like a little bud, but if you get close, you'll see that it's kind of a flower, a collection of stigma that come out of a what looks like a leaf bud, and they stick out about an inch. And looking closely at them, you'll see that they are, in fact, the female flowers. And when they get pollinated, then you will end up with another flower that looks a lot like a catkin that will hang on the tree till quite late. And then in the wintertime, of course, the local pine siskins and whatnot will be picking those over and gathering the seeds from those, and you'll find those seeds laying on the snow as well. So watch for the maples now. They are really beginning to flower. And of course, just about every shrub out there, red osier dogwood, pagoda dogwood, mountain maple, the hazel brush, everything is leafing out right now. And so really things are going to be greening up a lot in a hurry in the next few weeks. Finally today, a couple of ferns you should watch for. The bracken are up, and the bracken are ferns that grow sort of individually. So if you're looking at ferns and they're coming up one here, one there, one over there, one over there, not in a clump, but sort of individually, that is bracken. And those are not the kind of ferns you want to eat. There is some evidence. Now, I have seen it in print. I don't know that it's true or not, but why take a chance? Some evidence that eating bracken can cause cancers to form. That was, I think, Russian science there. And it's probably as good as any, but why take a chance with bracken? I don't think they're that tasty anyway. The other fern that I've seen coming up is interrupted fern. I got a note from Joel down in Park Lake, and he said a fern was coming up by his house, and he thought it might be ostrich fern. I looked at my ostrich fern yesterday, and I didn't see any development there, but Joel lives quite a bit south of me, so it's entirely possible that the ostrich fern are coming up down there, and those are the ones you want to find and harvest a few to eat. They're quite good. Interrupted fern, I'm not so sure. I haven't tried them, and I guess I wouldn't recommend that you try them either unless you are feeling sort of adventurous. Nothing wrong with that. That's the Phenology Show for today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week.